Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Mike, this is Mike. How are you?
Hey, how are you? This is Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. Same name here, so it won't be hard to remember.
Yeah, reason why I'm a little late. My battery on my cell phone ran out, so right, perfect time. I was on the phone. Old. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Don't worry about it. It's not a problem at all. I'm glad to have you on here with me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, you know, I know you got a lot going on. This is going to be a busy year for you with the massage kids, but I'm waiting for the last Licks reunion. When is that going to happen?
That's funny. Last Licks, how do you know that?
I go back with you from the very beginning, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a long time ago. We were all very young at the time. That's funny.
That was like the early 80s, like 83, 84, right?
He's 586.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm dating myself over here. Yeah, but I used to like that album, Tell All the World. That was a good record back in the day. And, you know, you've been busy your whole career with music. And I'm glad that we finally got a new Messiah's Kiss record. I know it's been a long time since the last album. And you've been going through a lot, you know, with your medical and the cancer and everything. I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad, you know, you're out there again doing it. And you've gotten over it.
Yeah, I'm totally over it. I feel better than I ever did. Thank God. Everything's great. Yeah, you know, we transitioned into more of a combined writing, you know, ability from everyone. And I like the style that we're in right now. It's a little more of what I would like to do and the rest of the guys, too.
Yeah, we'll get your Bullseye. It's definitely, I think, one of the band's best records. Maybe because it's been a long time since Dragon Hunt. I was just dying for new music. But what are the challenges? I mean, you know, it's easy today with the internet and, you know, file sharing. But what are the challenges of being like, you know, the rest of the band's over in Germany, you're here. I mean, it's not like it used to be in the old days where you couldn't make these things happen, but what's like the biggest challenge of trying to keep it together musically as the writing goes?
Biggest challenge is to everybody in the band keep in touch on a regular basis, always working, sending music back, getting together a couple times a year for weeks at a time and just writing and getting together with the guys, whatever it may be, having a beer, having dinner, writing, and all that kind of stuff. It is a challenge because we are so far away. We got guitar player Jason and his brother Wayne Banks that live in Nottingham, and the drummer is from Germany, and one of the other guitar players, who George, he had actually had two strokes, so that was he was used to do all the writing, but. That's basically the challenge of keeping it together. I think it's really, really important, and we do a good job at that.
You know, I keep forgetting that it's not just Germany. The other members are in different parts of the world also. So it really is, you know, everybody's kind of spread out.
Yeah. It makes it interesting for the writing. I mean, especially on this record here, it was great that the bass player and his brother from England wrote most of the music. So they're inspired by a lot of American music. And then they send it over to me in what I'm inspired by. And it sounds a lot like more of an American-sounding record now. So
I agree with you. Band got started in 2002. Metal really hadn't made like a big comeback yet, at least not here in the U.S. It started to grow from there on out. But when you were first playing with the band, you went overseas. Was it the same over there, or did you see like they were more diehard, they were still into it like we used to be?
Back then it was like amazing. I mean, say the question again. Did I see what?
You know, like over here in 2002, metal was just starting to make a comeback again. You know, it was starting to catch on to the classic metal sound. But like over in Europe, it seems like it never really went away. You know, it may not have been as big as it was in the 80s, but it was still kind of active over there.
Right, no doubt about it. that's one of the reasons that, you know, I've always done. Excuse me. Always done a lot of stuff in Europe, and it was appealing to me. I was finishing the Holy Mother record. It was like the last one that we were doing, and these guys were pretty persistent on me singing with them. And so, you know what? They were going to record it in the studio that I'm very familiar with in Germany, in Bochum, and it was a friend of mine who owns the studio. And I figured, you know what? Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I like the music. It was written for me already, and It was just a matter of just doing it, and then management heard it, and right away we pretty much toured that record for most of the winter of, 2002, I think? Yeah. Good way to get, out in the business again. We played some good shows, played Wacken that year. It was awesome. Definitely the scene is a little more stronger there as far as the heavy metal rock stuff thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like you were talking about Holy Mother. I mean, I think Holy Mother were one of the most underrated bands ever. You guys have such an amazing set of, from the first Holy Mother record to the last one, Agoraphobia. I mean, it seemed like it was like just a bad time for music, like we were talking about in the 90s. I don't think people really latched onto it.
Yeah, you know what? Everything seems to be about timing. I think the problem with Holy Mother was, which I know what the problem was, why the band never peaked to where it should have been. There was a lot of offers from other labels, major labels and stuff like that, but we signed on to a small label, and it kind of hurt our career because the guy who was in charge of the label didn't want to sell us off, but he didn't have enough money for us to play, to tour, and production-wise, too. I mean, Toxic Rain is a really, really good record, and just the production is just not good at all. And it's a shame. With good production, that would have, been a lot better. And then, money for tour support. You got to put money back in, and it was never there. So there was always offers out there for the band. Everyone loved the band. All the reviews were like, the best they can possibly be, and just didn't push forward to where it should have been. And I agree with you.
Yeah. A lot of people we're going to hear this interview, going to say support from record labels, money from record labels. But they forget, in the mid-90s, early 90s, that was still a major thing. Labels, signed the band, they backed the band, and they got it going. Today, it's like unheard of. But, back then, that was still, the record industry.
Right. Record company would support you, or they would have, publishing, which they did. Publishing companies would give a decent advance. And you'd be able to, tour off that. But I think that the record label that we were on, I think he was kind of involved somehow, I don't know how, but with the publishing, a lot of some of the money went back to him as well. We didn't get all our publishing. It was crazy. So we weren't able to tour and play enough.
Yeah. Do you like the structure or the setup of the business today? Because, you come from the 80s when, like you said, record company was king. And now today it's like bands are recording on their own, paying for everything on their own, having to do pretty much everything on their own. I mean, Messiah's Kiss is in a little different boat than, a lot of new up-and-coming bands. But do you prefer the setup today where bands do have a little bit more control over their future and the music and the outcome of where they wind up?
Yes, definitely. Record companies don't really give you too much advances. Like you said, even us, we recorded on our own money. We didn't have a deal. We were with SPV for a while, and we went out and deciding on putting it out ourselves or going with a label. But we decided to go with Massacre, and it wasn't much money involved, publishing and everything. And we've got to pay for me to get over to Europe and back, and we also got to plan for touring. We have to play, and we are going to play. But pretty much everyone's on their own today, and you got access to the internet and your own Facebook page, Twitter page, and all that kind of stuff, where you're pretty much responsible for future, I guess. It's the way it is. I mean, you can hire people to help you, which is fine. But rec companies, lost a lot of money in sales in the last year, and nobody really buys CDs, so I guess it's understandable. But there is a way to promote, but the market is so flooded with so many different bands. That's the thing, too.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with the internet.
That's
true.
Everyone can record in their own house,
The recording is definitely a lot easier today, and the equipment to do it is. But like I said, there's such a gluttony of bands on the internet, and, all the social media. I mean, you put in one name, and 50,000 bands will come up just with that word in their name, and it does make it really hard. I mean, especially for newer bands, to distinguish themselves, and for the seasoned bands, it's hard to get into, filter yourself into there.
Yeah, we haven't released something in 7 years, so we were, it hurt us by not releasing too. I mean, right now we're trying to get back on the map again. We've got a little bit of a fan base, but if you're not out there, people forget about you, no matter how much they like you or whatever. You have to be out there in the spotlight. So right now we're kind of struggling in a way to get substantial playing time, you know, touring and stuff like that. So, but it's working. It's going to work. It just takes a lot of planning and a lot of work and choosing the right thing for this band. For this year, we have to play. So,
does it feel like starting all over again? Like it's a brand new band, you know, just like getting going again?
Yeah, it does. It really does. It feels like a new thing since because of 2007, I think it was released, whatever, last time we played. So it's been a while, and it definitely feels like we're starting over again, you know, laying out things. We're a little different style, which I can appreciate, and I'm happy that everyone is accepting it, and it's not a drastic, but it's, you know, it's something new, and I feel like, yeah, it's planting seeds again.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Mike, like I said, I go with you back to the last Licks record, and I followed you through Strider and Jack Starr and Holy Mother and everything else you did. And I know towards, you know, right before you got sick around that time, I mean, you were hooked up with Riot also, and I was really looking for like something like studio-wise, but, you know, things just took a turn at that point. It didn't happen, you know?
Yeah, what happened was we did some substantial touring with Riot. I've been to Japan with them twice. And some European stuff, some American dates. Just that the timing was not right. You know, I got sick.
Yeah.
And they were planning on doing a 25-year reunion with Riot with Tony Moore. And they were going to do that as well. But I got sick, and then we did record a couple of things. Just a couple of songs or whatever. We were planning on doing a record, and then, like I said, I was out of commission for a little while, and that put a damper on it, and then they did what they had to do, you know, very friendly with everyone in the band, and that's it, you know. Basically, that's it, you know.
Yeah, like I said, I'm so looking forward to hearing a studio record, because I thought you were such a perfect fit for Riot. I mean, you know, how do you feel like about Riot today? I mean, Riot is going on without Mark. I mean, a lot of bands do that. I mean, it's not like it used to be in the old days, but, I mean, there's, like, no original members of that group at all. And Mark was kind of like, you know, I mean, that he was right. I mean, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I know. I can't understand it. I know Mike Flint very well, and Frank Gilchrist is the drummer. He's a good friend of mine on my last Holy Mother. He's a good friend. We do a lot of things together. But it is kind of odd because, obviously, Mark is the only original member. And they went on, and they're going out as Riot 5. It's almost like a tribute band. And they're releasing CDs. And I'll tell you, the singer they got in the band now is doing a great job. He sounds like he's very Tony Moore sounding. Exactly. And that's, you know, his style. And this guy sings with Burning Star, which is my old band when I was back in...
You know, I know.
So he does all that. He does a great job. And he's perfect for that high... thin kind of voice. It's not my style. I'm more into I told Mike I don't want to be pigeonholed into singing that high crazy, you know, just that one level. It's just not my style, you know. So he says no, we're gonna do a variety, but I just wasn't into it. So, you know, they're doing good, and they should be doing good, you know. Everyone should be doing good. So I always, you know, wish them luck, and it, like I said, they are doing good. They're playing a lot, especially they got some more stuff booked over in Japan and all that. So God bless them.
When you hook up with a band like Riot, is that one of the challenges or one of the things that maybe you don't like as a singer, is that you kind of have to, you know, adapt to, like, you know, what Gus did or what, you know, Rhett did or what other singers before you did, where you really can't put too much of your own styles into it because people don't want to hear maybe your version of Sword and Tequilas?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, I appreciated Mike DeMeo in the band. I thought he was one of the best vocalists as far as voice goes. For Riot, he didn't get enough credit, but it was interesting because I can sing all those styles pretty well, you know. So I was very versatile. They appreciated it very, very much. But yeah, I was able to add a little bit of my style in there, you know, but not 100%, obviously. But I enjoyed it. I really did. I had a great time playing the music, and it's great music. But as far as my own style, it was only, you know, able to put some of my style on there, you know, but like I said, I appreciate it. It was great.
Yeah. Well, with all the bands you have played in over the years, was there any way you just said, why the hell did I get involved in this? It's just, you know, this is a mistake.
Yeah, of course.
Which one?
So I'm not even going to mention too much, just some of the tribute bands that I did. That's it.
Oh,
okay,
well, yeah, I get that.
Back in the day.
Did you ever think about a solo? Mike, do you ever think about a solo record?
Because
I would love to hear something like All You.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely thinking about it. It would probably be more of a mainstream rock thing. As soon as I have time, I will. I'm in a top 40 band, too. I do. I'm always playing every weekend, doing top 40 stuff, corporate gigs, wedding gigs.
The Big Hair Days.
Big Hair Days. I did that. That's not around anymore. No more of that.
Oh, okay.
This is a wedding gig. Like, we do all, top 40 country. The other guy does some rap stuff. We got eight guys. I do that because the money's really good. So, I'm always singing and advancing my, when you do that kind of stuff, it makes you a better singer, So.
Sure. You want to be active, too. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, you're a musician. You want to keep playing no matter what it is and what it comes down to. You want to be out there, just playing.
Right, no doubt. Well, I am. I'm always doing, like I said, some of the tribute bands. But I do a Whitesnake tribute thing that's just incredible. It's really good. We sound great. We did one show in December. And then I do a Dio tribute once in a blue moon. That sounds really good. Like you said, I like to be playing, but I don't like to go out there and just, not that I'm not like a prima donna, but I'm a professional, so I like to make money. So I don't go out there and play for nothing, So I like to plan it out and make money. We deserve to make money. And so basically I try to play, plan my time because I'm always playing pretty much on weekends. Doing something, making money, so it's sorted out, very planned out.
Well, that's the whole point of this, is making money. People seem to think that musicians and bands are supposed to work for free today. It's, you can go to work, and if you didn't get paid, you can come into your office with a gun and kill your boss, but they think everybody else is supposed to make albums for free, play live for free. It's just a sad state when it comes to that, but hopefully it'll start getting better again. It is picking up here in the States, especially here in New York. There's a lot going on these days.
I know. It definitely is. What are you? You live in Brooklyn?
I used to be in Brooklyn. I made the crossover to the bridge. All the Italians left Brooklyn to come to Staten Island.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
I'm working my way to New Jersey, back in Florida.
What'd you say?
I said I'll be working my way to New Jersey, then down to Florida over the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. That's great. We did some great clubs back in the day, I'll tell you. Lamar was a great club back in the day.
That was a place for everybody to be in. Right now in Brooklyn, they have this place called St. Vitus Bar. It's really hot. A lot of shows going on there. It's sort of like what the Lemoore's was, for us back then to the kids today.
Yeah, I heard of it. I've never been there, I don't think, though. But definitely trying to get the guys here from Europe to play here. But, again, it's got to be feasible, So we got to start planting the seeds here in America, get some radio play, and see if we can get them over here to do some shows. We're working on it here in America. It's a radio show, right?
There's a radio show on the internet, so we're going to get this interview on. We're going to be playing as much music as we can by you guys and push that record. That way we can get you over here to the U.S., especially the New York area.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then we can sit down and have a nice little upbeats and some pasta vajol, and we can sit down and work on the show.
You're talking my language now.
I know. I was doing that fucking year round. So that's cool.
Hey, well, Mike, listen, man, it was great talking with you today. I really do appreciate it. I know you're busy. You got a lot of these things going on here. And, the best of luck with the new record. Get Your Bulls Out is out. And we're going to be playing the hell out of the show for you.
Yeah, man. Stay in touch, man. Feel free. I don't know if you have my number or whatever, or my email. You can just stay in touch, say hello, Facebook, whatever, and maybe I'll come out and see you one time, whatever, if I'm in Brooklyn.
Hey, that sounds great, Mike. I'm looking forward to that. You take care now. I'm glad that you're healthy, man. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, most importantly. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Mike.
You got it. You too, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.